For SearchOracle.com, I'm Rob Westervelt, sitting in for SearchOracle.com news editor Mark Brunelli. Mark is on location this week, reporting from one of the biggest Oracle user conferences of the year, Collaborate 06 in Nashville, Tennessee. In this podcast, Mark interviews Ari Kaplan. Ari is president of the Independent Oracle Users Group. Joining Mark and Ari is Steve Lemmy and Tony Jedlinski. The group spoke about some of the big Oracle announcements to come out of the show, which include Oracle's new pledge to continue developing PeopleSoft, J.D. Edwards, and other recent acquisitions. The group also discusses whether the pledge is a response to pressure from Oracle's biggest rival, SAP, Oracle's new effort to beef up database security with its new Oracle Database Vault and Oracle Secure Backup is also discussed. The interviewees also tackled the question of whether or not it's feasible for Oracle to introduce its own version of the open-source Linux operating system. So now let's turn to Mark Brunelli in Nashville, Tennessee.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is SearchOracle.com news editor Mark Brunelli coming to you from the Collaborate 06 Oracle Users Conference in scenic Nashville, Tennessee. Thanks for joining me today, fellas.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
I'll pose this question to you, Steve. How many people do you think are at the show? And, what would you like the people who couldn't make it to know about?
Well, Mark, I think that for the folks who are out there who couldn't attend, it's really exciting this week. We've got over 5,000, possibly even 6,000 people out here in Nashville. It's the first time the three user groups have come together, the IOUG, the OUG, and the Quest PeopleSoft user group. And we've heard a lot of great things. And definitely after the event, we know that some of our folks who are unable to attend in our regional user groups will be able to get some quality content from the IOUG website as a follow-up. And there's a lot of other things that possibly the other two gentlemen with me can share as well on the excitement here.
Okay. Did you want to mention any of the things that some of the people will be able to see on your website?
Well, I think in terms of the actual presentations that will be posted, the other thing is there's over 250 vendors who are actually here in our exhibit hall. And that's either close to or almost exceeding the size of Oracle Open World. So not only have the folks from the membership responded, but definitely from the vendor community as well. And then, of course, Oracle's own participation this week in their super sessions has been phenomenal. And we already hear that Oracle's going to be joining us in Las Vegas next year for the next Collaborate. So it's too bad you weren't here this year, but definitely put it on your calendar for next year.
Okay. Oracle President Charles Phillips yesterday, during his keynote address, announced a new initiative called Applications Unlimited. And under the initiative, the company says it will continue to enhance J.D. Edwards, Oracle, PeopleSoft, and Siebel applications on an ongoing basis. I'm just wondering, what do you guys make of this announcement, and what's your reaction to it? Ari?
Yes, so Charles Phillips made that announcement in his keynote, and it was great to have him here, and he talked at length with a lot of the direction that they're going with the Fusion and where IOUG fits in with the Fusion middleware as well as the database side. So I've seen a pretty positive response, but one of the challenges now has been have the whole heterogeneous environment that companies have, not just Oracle, but a gentleman, GM from IBM, presented as well, the IBM databases, SQL Server, MySQL, and so on. So challenges for our members is how do you manage in a heterogeneous environment? So having this ongoing support from the database and the technology side will really be more important now than ever. Through these acquisitions, there's been 19 acquisitions of Oracle in the past year. So now some of the questions we're hearing are, how do we support this whole new infrastructure? How do we back it up? How do we replicate it? What do we do? What is out there?
Okay. I read some reports on the internet, and of course, Oracle has taken some criticism recently about not being maybe as forthright or as clear about their Fusion plans as they could be. Do you guys think that this is a response to that criticism or a response to SAP's efforts to debunk the Fusion plan? Steve?
Well, I definitely think that Charles's presentation was something that the user community was actually waiting for. We've had lots of questions about, you know, Fusion. Is it a product? Is it a strategy? And I think with the Application Express, you know, presentation that he gave, it really clarified that, you know, Oracle is listening apparently to the customer. I haven't spoken to yet a single person here yet this week who said the announcement was bad for them. I've heard nothing but, you know, very good receptiveness to this, you know, to this message. The other thing is, you know, within it, in fact, our own President Ari was their president and spoke to Charles. And with them moving forward in this new strategy, you know, what is it that our membership should be looking towards? And Charles reiterated that folks like DBAs need to be learning the application server, which is part of Fusion, as well as helping customers with, of course, Application Express deployments.
Ari, you had a comment?
Yes, also Oracle announced that they're going to be doing what they call the 1,000 city tour. So they're going to be going out to the community meeting with people like you on the podcast and our membership to really get the word out and get the feedback from the community back into Oracle.
Okay. Oracle also took the opportunity to announce the new database security systems called Oracle Secure Backup and Oracle Database Vault. Now, Oracle Secure Backup, the company says, provides network tape backup for a variety of tape systems on Linux, Unix, and Windows platforms. And the Oracle Database Vault enforces preventative controls to help meet compliance requirements by restricting powerful users such as DBAs. Tony, I wanted to ask you, as an Oracle Database end user and IOUG board member, what do you think there's a big demand for this kind of product out there?
Oh, definitely. In this world, a company, of course, needs to be very protective of its data and protective of its legal obligations to protect that data for its customers. So anything that helps me back up my data and protect that data from falling into the wrong hands is definitely a good move for me as a customer and as an Oracle user.
And Steve, you had a comment?
Yeah, and Mark, and this is also really falling within our strategy for our membership, is we've actually kicked off an enterprise best practice special interest group focusing on this subject area, because what we have found in the area of regulatory compliance, this is becoming increasingly a problem to the DBA. And in fact, we have sessions here at Collaborative 6 on the subject matter, things like regulatory compliance and the DBA, and definitely we'll be continuing to be following this, because as we know, the auditor never goes away.
I'll just throw this general question out there, and then you guys can raise your hand, whoever wants to comment. What else can DBAs do to help their companies with SOX compliance and all these compliance issues that come up?
Sure. Well, why don't I start, since I know
Ari.
Sorry. Since I know Steve is actually giving a presentation on this exact topic, so he'll cover all the points I was going to. But you know, one exciting thing is the whole new data vault that's coming out. Where you know, I know all you DBAs out there are very trustworthy, but for actual compliancy, you know, in the past as a DBA, you had power to do everything. You could read any data. You, even though there's an audit trail, you could, if you chose to, modify the audit trail to cover your tracks. So some of this new technology is extremely important, actually will be necessary for compliancy to make sure the DBAs themselves aren't the single point of failure for security for a company.
Tony, you had a comment?
Well, I think if I were a DBA, I'd welcome that, because now you can't point the finger at me as the only place that the data could have gone.
Steve?
And actually, Mark, I'll close this off, because definitely there's a great presentation that will be posted, of course, out there after the conference by a presenter of which I'm very familiar. But honestly, what I really wrap the session with is it's not just about a product. It's about people, process, and technology that DBAs need to learn about. And so Oracle has made a product announcement. We now in the user community now need to educate DBAs on how to affect that, and things will become more secure for companies in the future as a result.
Okay. You guys, IOUG recently did a survey which found that Linux will be the top platform for Oracle database deployments by the end of next year. And I'm wondering, what were some other key findings, and what do you think are the drivers for that movement?
Okay. Well, first of all, this is already the, you know, commenting on that, that got a lot of attention, that an open source based operating system becoming the number one platform shows that open source is really getting enterprise deployed. So you're talking very large scale, very secure. And some of the other findings, well, number one, the heterogeneous concept. It was 93% of the respondents said they don't just have Oracle, they have, you know, other databases, you know, the IBMs and SQL servers, Sybases, Informixes, Ingresses of the world. But also importantly was, that I saw, was the rise of MySQL from 5 years ago, basically 0%, to now I believe it was around 12% penetration. And that's, again, showing the rise of the open source among the enterprise was one great finding.
Steve?
The other thing that we have seen is through Oracle's acquisitions of all of these other applications that have typically used, you know, multi-database, multi-application server environments, is now the user community has a myriad of things to be managing than ever before. And, you know, it used to be Oracle applications ran on Oracle, and that was it, and that's how we taught the user community. Now there's a lot of new technology, new platforms. There's definitely customers that have invested a lot of money in Unix that I don't think are running away from it to embrace Linux. And in fact, our closing session is a debate on the very subject of Unix versus Linux. So we think that will be actually pretty exciting.
What do you think will be some of the key points made during that debate?
Well, I'm actually one of the debaters, so I can't give away my platform at this time. But I definitely have some good points in mind after talking to a lot of IT managers who are here at the event, who's given me points to strengthen my case.
Okay, guys, I'm going to close it off with one last question that I'd like to get your impressions on. There's been a lot of rumblings lately in the news that Oracle is considering launching its own Linux operating system. And do you see this as a feasible move on the part of Oracle? Do you think it's something that will happen? Ari?
Sure. Well, will it happen? It remains to be seen. But there is one database company that's already done that, and that's Teradata, where they own the MPRAS operating system, which is Unix-like, as well as the database. And they were able to, from a technology standpoint, tightly integrate those two, and the result was better performance. So one benefit from a technology standpoint, if Oracle were to acquire or develop their own operating system, would be, you know, tighter integration, better performance, more of the bells and whistles. And you know, I've talked to all the key people at Oracle. If they do that, it wouldn't be you know, a forced migration. So like the announcements they've made with the application side is, clearly if Oracle owns the source code, they can do bigger, better things, but Oracle will continue to support the other, you know, the Sun, the other Linuxes, the HPUXs of the world. So I think that would be a positive effect. And then, of course, from the customer point of view, having one vendor to call up, you know, would be very helpful to go from the, well, it would now be the operating system, the database, to the middleware, to the application in one controlled area.
I spoke with Tony Iams recently. He's an analyst at D.H. Brown Associates in New York, and he said that one of the problems with launching your own Linux operating system is getting resellers on board, getting them to fully support the product. And he said that basically Red Hat and SUSE are two of the only ones that are widely supported by resellers. Do you think that'll be a challenge for Oracle?
Right.
Ari?
Yeah, well, you know, that's a challenge. And the other challenge is for any new product, including operating system, is you have people that are already educated on the technology. So whenever you introduce a new anything, you're going against, you know, an ingrained set of people. So one reason Linux has had that success is over the years, the technical people are now educated on it. So the introduction of anything new, you know, the challenge is just the whole education of the market.
Steve, comments?
Well, I would say that if Oracle does anything around Linux, I don't think anyone is surprised. Oracle has been talking about Linux for quite a long time. Their current customer base, of course, can essentially call up their support organization with just practically any Linux question when you're running a database now. You know, one question for folks to ask themselves is, you know, as Oracle adds more functionality in their database, you know, how much operating system is really needed in between? So, you know, this just could be a natural progression. Who knows? We'll see what unfolds.
Yes, we will. Okay, guys, thank you very much for joining me today, and enjoy the show.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.